Live from the Paragon 7 studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Back on Lance J Radio Network, Sirius XM, channel 141, HUR Voices. I have my lovely cousin, Megan McGlover, hanging out in the booth with me. I want to ask you a question.
What's up, cousin?
Get a little bit more on the political side, because this is a sports talk and entertainment show, but this is the entertainment. Politics has become entertaining.
Yes.
Because everything you see, and I've stated before, I don't care about what someone's political beliefs are, but it's funny, Fox News was sued during the last election cycle for stating that the election was stolen. So they were sued by the company that made the voting machines. Mm-hmm. And, you know, basically now back in the White House, President Trump was stating back in 2020 that the election was stolen. And Fox printed some of that stuff and some of their big guns, Tucker Carlson specifically. He flew that flag and he bleeped around and found out because basically the people that did the machines, they're like, yeah, this isn't true. We're suing you. And they sued Fox for close to $1 billion and won. I think they won somewhere, I think the number is $775 million, $800 million, somewhere in that area came up. And allegedly, I want to say allegedly because I don't want to get sued. That's why Tucker Carlson is not on Fox on their nightly programming anymore, because they took a huge hit. When you go out and say stuff that's not true or can't be substantiated, you have issues. But during the lawsuit, when they testified in court, Fox testified that, hey, this isn't real. This isn't real news. It's just entertainment. So it's just like they said under oath, they're just like, hey, you can't get mad at us because there's a disclaimer that this is just a TV show. This is like The Cosby Show. Wow. Or this is like Breaking Bad or whatever, wherever you go and watch your television, whatever entertains you. This is us. My wife loves This Is Us. Was very disgusted when it got, I don't want to say canceled, when they resolved it. Seinfeld. They said that this is not real. This is just for entertainment. People,
are you not entertained?
Billy Bob and Skeeter, they watch us for entertainment. It's not real. Right. It's not real advice. You know, yada yada yada. And I thought that was interesting because I don't take any of this stuff seriously. Mm-hmm. So rather it's Fox News, rather it's MSNBC, rather it's CNN. It's just entertainment. I love Abby Phillip. I've gotten myself in trouble with the missus staring at Abby Phillip a little bit too hard during the election cycles. It's like, could you pan the camera back to the left? I don't want to see Van Jones. I want to see Abby Phillip.
Right, right.
But none of this is real. None of this is real, in my opinion. So I'm just kind of saying that as a disclaimer. But I also wanted your thoughts. What is real is that President Trump is back in the White House. We know that the Project 2025 stuff is real because it's out there. That's not something that's made up. Mm-hmm. I wanted your thoughts on, I know that from an entertainment standpoint, you know, how this stuff is covered is for clicks. It's to sell ad space. It's for all of those things. But there are a lot of people in our community and in our church and in our immediate families that are not Trump supporters. I'm a little bit closer to the neutral than most. But there are a lot of people that feel that him being back in the White House is the end of the world. We're going into the Russian gulags. It's going to be like World War II. It's just a complete disaster. The four horsemen of the apocalypse are going to be unleashed. All of the Revelations 13 and 14 stuff that you probably memorized in one contest or, you know, doing oratorical skills for. I just wanted to hear your opinion, though. And how it impacts you as an African-American woman and just your thoughts on where we are politically and where we stand as African-American people.
Well, first of all, I think that what Fox News said in court is absolutely 110% correct. Everybody, whether it's Fox, CNN, like you said, MSNBC, the list goes on and on, they have allowed people who are supposed to be legitimate journalists to become personally opinionated on things that they should not. They're overstepping their boundaries and they're not doing their job.
Got a lot of bass in your voice. Sounds like you really...
I'm upset about it.
Like, okay.
I'm upset about it. And so this is the problem. The problem is that I should be able to go to any news and just get the unbiased news. I shouldn't have to get to Fox to hear good things about Trump and get to CNN and hear good things about Kamala. It should be, you know, whatever's good, whatever's bad, I should be able to find it on any of the channels. So that's the first problem. The first problem is you're really not able to get unbiased news unless you do your own personal
research.
And then you have to research the research, and then you got to research that to find out exactly what's what. So when it comes to having a conversation about politics and or, you know, 2025 or 2030 or whatever, my concern is always, well, where are you getting your information from? Because then that will tell me how this conversation is going to go and whether we should even have it in the first place.
Interesting.
Because there are some times that people are swayed in one way or the other simply because they believe, like, for example, in the Dallas Cowboys, even though they may suck, but because you love them, everything is going to be swayed through that lens. You're going to see everything.
It's hard for Cowboys fans to sway that, though, because they've been bad for a long time. But
I know, but they're still...
I get the gist of what you're saying.
You understand what I'm saying? Right. So why would you want to have a conversation? You know it's going to be some kind of an argument when you're trying to tell the Cowboys fans that Cowboys suck.
Right.
They're going to be like, well, it's because we... They got all these different excuses. So what I'm saying as it pertains to this, there's too much within Project 2025, Project 2030. There's too much within politics, whether it's for Trump or for Kamala or Democrat. Kamala's no longer there, but whether you're Democrat, liberal.
She's going to run for governor of your state, though. That's what it looks
like. Well, I don't live there anymore. But, you know, if she wants to, that's fine. But the bottom line is there's too much in there that is not clearly understood because you're now seeing things through people who are personal soundboxes for their own opinions instead of just being journalists.
Got it.
It doesn't matter side you're on, whether you're on the left or the right. The bottom line is you're only getting somebody's personal opinion, point blank, period.
No, it makes a lot of sense. So if you're just tuning in to Lance J Radio Network, I have Megan McGlover. She's here co-hosting this week with me. We're talking a little bit of politics, so deviating from the typical sports and entertainment topic. I think what I'm gathering from what you just said, read Project 2025 for yourself and research for yourself. Don't let Rachel Maddow, don't let Van Jones, don't let Sean Hannity, don't let somebody else shape your opinions. Read for yourself and come up with your own conclusions. What are your thoughts and concerns about the direction that we're going politically, if you have concerns? And I'll qualify that. I said on this show after the election, I said the day after, I was on the next day, and I said, hey, I don't really like the result, but you know what? I'm going to hop in my Benz, I'm going to go get me a steak because I don't have a lot of time to sit here and cry and whine. I'm like, if the world's coming to the end, then I'm definitely hopping in my Benz and getting a steak because I'm going to be back in shackles. We're going to be on the plantation handcuffed next to each other in 5 years. So I might as well live it up and burn through whatever money I have saved now. But the other side was
shackles on my feet so I can dance.
If you don't like what happened in the election, the time to get, whether it's Kamala, whether it's Gavin Newsom, whoever, Shapiro, whoever you think is the next person up to challenge in 2028, the time is to start on that now.
Yeah.
The time, if you're someone that's into women's reproductive rights, don't wait until the election to start stumping for that. You should be stumping for that now. So you have 4 years of momentum. I think that VP Harris was put in a situation where whether she was going to win or not. I didn't think that she was going to win. But she didn't have a lot of time to create her own base. she only had 90 days. I feel like she did the best she could under the circumstances. If people support her, I'm like, it's time to start writing checks for her so she can run in 2028. If you think that the support should be elsewhere and it's to take down the MAGA regime, whoever Trump passes the baton to, the time is now. I think people get caught up so much in the four-year cycle of elections that they forget that really, A, you should be working for 4 years. Don't just show up the week before and start stumping. But more importantly, your life is much more profoundly impacted by your local alderman.
Hello.
By your local mayor.
Hello.
By your local congressman.
Hello.
Man or woman. And most of the people, that's one of the reasons I got off of social media.
Touch your
neighbor. I got tired of particularly my African-American female friends telling me that I was a piece of trash if I didn't vote for Trump. I was like, first, if I voted for Trump, I was like, I didn't vote for Trump, but got a lot of friends that voted for Trump
right.
because they have money and they want the tax breaks. And this whole argument about, well, if you're a black man and you voted for Trump, you're a traitor. I don't do that.
Well, see, that's
I tell people
that's
to vote for what's best for them, not what's best for me. That's the great thing about democracy is you can say whatever you want. When you go into that booth, it's your own private decision. I don't have to tell you who I'm voting for. I do because I have a radio platform. But people trying to force others or guilt others into voting on their block, that bothers me. And also, I don't see that with other, you know, classes of communities. I don't see that within the Latinx community. I don't see that within Southern Caucasian individuals. I see families, for the most part, bonding together and saying that we're going to support someone at the family level. And that bubbles up to the local state, the local city. If you have a divided house, it's hard to stand and it's hard to get what you want, especially when African Americans are 13% of the United States population.
110% correct. Now, it does happen a little bit in the Latino community, but I understand what you're saying. It happens a little.
You're from California, so you have more access.
Yeah, it's a little bit sketchy there. But here's the main issue and or problem with what happened is this. The idea that somebody hates Trump more than they believe in Kamala's ability to lead this entire country based on the past 4 years of what she did or did not do. Mm-hmm. That's where they messed up. Mm. Because you cannot, first of all, not have a primary. So you don't put up any type of competition.
Right.
Okay. A lot of people say,
which didn't sit well with a lot of people.
Didn't sit well. A lot of people say, hey, Bronny only got in because of his dad, not because he got his skills. This is a thing, right? Okay, so this is a situation you have. So you've been pretty much given this one candidate, and they're saying, if we don't have her, then we will have, you know, the devil, a fascist,
right.
This, all these different words. But when you ask her, well, what is your plan and or what have you already done? Kind of like what you're saying. Start now if you're trying to do something in 4 years. Start now. You should have had enough of a track record to be able to say, well, this is some of the things that I've already done, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Even to this day, the Biden administration just got rid of, what is it, $3.2 extra $1 billion again just today or yesterday or something. It's like, come on, you know, this is enough is enough. You can't just say that hatred for one person has to overshadow my respect or fear of this possibly person not being able to do their job. And that's where they put people, and they should not have done that. And that's, I think, what's the biggest problem.
No, I agree. Are you living in any fear? Like, does the new regime, does it change your life at all? Are you still focused? Are you not? I see two schools of thought. I have some friends that are like me, just like, hey, I don't really control. I voted. I did the best that I could to support the candidate that I wanted. But my life's not going to stop. I plan on continuing to be a highly productive member of society the next 4 years. And then I have friends that they're just like, the world is over. I'm moving away. I'm moving to Ghana. I'm just like, well, I don't know if they want you in Ghana. I actually know that want you. They definitely don't want you in Canada. They definitely don't want you in Mexico.
Well, they might be trying to make Canada another state.
So I don't think that that's literal, but But I think that that's where Trump is smarter than people give him credit for. When he said that, what I heard was he wants to make a Canadian-American union like the European Union and have a same currency.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that he wants Canada to be the 51st state. I mean, he could. Yeah. Canada benefits from the United States military because if you pregnate Canada's borders, you know, our military will defend Canada.
Of course.
So I don't know if logistically that makes sense, but I could see a scenario where Trump is saying to the president, or I don't know what the leader, that just shows how much I know, whoever runs Canada.
Tableau or Trudeau, right. Whatever his name is. Mm-hmm.
If we could have a common currency like they have in Europe, and we could have open borders, even though it's two separate sovereign states, but if we just open up the borders and had a common currency, that would make us an even larger economic power. Canada has a lot of natural resources. They have things that we don't have in the United States. It would make travel between Alaska and the United States very free.
Yeah.
And it would make us even more mighty.
Yes.
And from a strategic and from a military standpoint,
yes,
because those areas in Canada are very close to Russia. You're going right over the pole. You're on the other side. You're in Russia. So I think that that's what he's priming the pump for when he says that. I think that's very smart. And although that's that New World Order Illuminati stuff, it does make sense, right, to have open borders. We have these issues with borders. You've lived near the Mexican border. I've lived near both the Mexican and Canadian borders, you know, within an hour drive from both. There are issues with the borders. There is a lack of safety. If you've never lived in the Southwest, you don't understand that when I lived in Phoenix, my car insurance tripled. Not because I was the worst driver, but because they have an issue with people coming over undocumented from Mexico. And if you get in a car accident with someone that's not documented, your insurance isn't going to pay for it. So they have to charge more for rates. So I've been to the border. I've been to the places where the people were in cages with the space blankets. I've seen that with my own eyes. Those things exist. But I'm just very interested. I'm going to cut to a break. But it's just interesting to hear your take on where we are politically. Because I'm just one of those people, Megan, I think that we can talk about it, we can complain, but for the most part, if you go to the hood, there's a meme. If you go to the hood looked the same under Obama as it looked under Bush, as it looked under Clinton, as it looked under Nixon, as it's going to look under Trump for the second time. You go to Compton, we were playing some Kendrick. You go to Compton, Compton looks the same, man. You go to Camden, New Jersey, looks the same. Gary, Indiana, looks the same. Decatur, Georgia, looks the same. All of these places look the same. It doesn't matter who's in power. It's the same struggle. And I'm more of a, people call me an Uncle Tom for this. They call me Uncle Lance. I'm more of a classism than a racism person. I think that racism is institutionalized in the United States. It's a huge issue. It doesn't matter how erudite you are. If you're black, when you're pulled over, that's what they see. But we are in a place where being at a lower class is just as deleterious for someone. There are higher classes that have access to
absolutely.
More, that have access to lawyers and have access to money and have access to property. And then there are lower classes that have lower credit scores and they're not going to have as much property. They're not going to have as much in their 401k. And when they die, they're not going to transfer as much wealth. And those things aren't necessarily on lines of color. They're on different types of lines, in my opinion.
I agree with you 110%.
Yeah.
We got to go to break.
We got to go to break. We'll be back. Bye-bye. We're on Lance J Radio Network after these messages.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network. James Lewis.
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Oh, why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
No, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
You were, and are no longer. How did that happen?
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Healthcare goes beyond the walls of your UIO, and you could be a pathway for germs to spread to someone else or to the environment without even knowing it. Because we use our hands to touch almost everything, hands can be considered the universal pathway for germ spread. Germs that are found in reservoirs of the human body, like the skin, gut, respiratory system, and blood, can spread to surfaces where they can be picked up by hands or devices and spread to other surfaces and people. That's why protocols for cleaning hands are in place for healthcare warriors to follow. Be a good relative and clean your hands before and after serving every client or patient. Let's keep our community safe. For more information, visit nikui.org.